about 100, we're about 45,000 votes behind in CD1, and they're evenly distributed amongst all other districts, but I wanted to focus on CD1. And then we have more nonpartisans, which usually show up like 10 to 20% less than all the other two parties. Mm-hmm. So my question to you, you know, you being in the know, do you think we can flip CD1 if we get Working Now and work hard? One of the strategies that I find, I really don't want to say this on the radio because I don't want to give the other side a heads up, but one of the reasons I felt that Lombardo won and some of these other people won is that we held our losses down in Clark County and in Washoe, and we really upped our wins in the rurals. And I think the Henderson area, Boulder area, could be like the rurals for CD1, where we push. We know that we did really well in those areas, but we didn't do well on the east side, everything north of Lake Mead Parkway and the 215 freeway. So you being around a long time, what do you think our chances are for CD1 if we work hard?
I think if you work hard, anything is possible. But I think one thing that was missing here, Al, that, you know, perhaps a lot of people underestimated was the unlimited ballot harvesting. And the reason why unlimited ballot harvesting is a gift to Democrats and why they passed it is because they have the infrastructure to ballot harvest, and that infrastructure is with the unions. The unions ballot harvested and cured ballots. The unions knocked on over 1 million doors in this midterm election compared to the 2020 election, which showed them knocking on about, well, nearly half of that, about 600,000 doors. So, you know, the Democrats have basically an advantage, and that's why they passed unlimited ballot harvesting. They certainly didn't pass it to help Republicans. They knew that they had the boots on the ground and the infrastructure to get those ballots. So when, you know, what the GOP and what the campaigns, whether, you know, Mark Robertson runs again or whoever runs against Dina Titus is a beatable candidate, quite frankly. You know, number one, her, you know, I mean, it just aesthetically, not how she looks, but just how she sounds. I mean, you know, the things that come out of her mouth, just, you know, it would rub a lot of people the wrong way, especially when it comes to tax increases, especially in those maybe poorer areas that you mentioned. But I don't know what the numbers were in CD1 as far as the differential and what Robertson lost. I think it was like 10,000, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, it was right around 10,000, right?
Right around 10,000. Well, you know, I haven't seen your numbers of how many Republicans or independents didn't vote, but I can tell you that candidates are going to have to learn how to have a very strong ballot harvesting operation for those people to start during early voting and to go out and start knocking on doors. You know, I would say that the money is more effectively spent in ground game operations than it is spent on television ads. And, you know, some people...
And I'm going to leave you with this, I'm going to leave you with this. So we're trying to get the Nevada GOP, Michael McDonald, and Jesse Law to make a statement that we are supporting ballot harvesting, because we know that Republicans have a hard time giving up their ballot. So I'll leave you with that.
Yeah, very good. Well, thank you for your call, Al. I really appreciate it. Good luck. I love that. I love those types of calls, and I love the people that want to know, like, how they can win, and they don't think they know everything. I was actually on a call with Georgia people who thought they knew everything because their grandparents were born in Georgia in 1700. I'm like, who cares? It's 2022. Anyway, let's go to Brady on line two. Hey, Brady, this is Megan.
Yeah, right on, Megan. I mean, Republicans are never going to win again until you fix. You can go out and do ballot harvesting like the Democrats, but why would you want to do something so horribly illegal? Why can't you focus on getting back to getting everybody to vote in person with a valid ID and not just from crossing over the border, get automatically registered to vote through the DNC at the local where you register your car at? You know, you got to really start looking at the Eric voting roll system. Don't worry about precinct, whatever you guys were just talking about. Remember, the Democrats already have 10 votes extra whenever needed. So if you got 10,000 in whatever CD3 you're talking about, the Democrats have 10 more at the end because they can do the vote at the end and After the ballots close on one day, 3 days later, they found 10 votes more than what they needed. You're never going to win with that theory of, well, let's get out there and go do ballot harvesting. That's ridiculous. But I really want to do a shout out to DeSantis in Florida, because he physically, and well, not physically, but he put the targets of the CDC to get the hell out of Florida. They're not listening to the CDC again, and they're on risk right now, like Fauci and all those ones behind DARPA. You got our military involved. They're going to get held for treason, and you're going to see these treason weasels get hung at Guantanamo real soon for what they did for the fake COVID. It was never a vaccine. I mean, it was never a virus. It all has to do with venom and co-venom in there, and the mRNA and how they attach it to a snake and reptilian genetics. It's being exposed. You're going to see a lot of people go down in the next year, a lot of military tribunals to come.
Well, thank you for your call, Brady. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening. As far as what Brady had just said, and I know he's still listening, ballot harvesting is legal in Nevada, even though he and others might believe it should be illegal. It is legal, and it is an advantage that the Democrats have. And so it is, since it's legal, we must master the art of ballot harvesting, or else we will be behind the eight ball, no matter if the Democrats, as Brady claimed, have 10 ballots hiding somewhere and they have 10 ballots to win an election by 10, whatever it is. But ballot harvesting is legal, and it has been legal since 2020, and it's a game that has already been played and perfected by the Democrat Party for years, and it's time that the GOP collect those 100,000 ballots that went uncollected in Clark County in this last election. So anyway, we've got to take a break. That is the bottom of the hour, and we've only got a half an hour left, folks. Wow, time flies, like I said. We'll be right back after this break. This is Megan Barth filling in for Kevin Wall on KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 232, and if you're on Interstate 15 southbound, do look out for a crash. It's consuming the right two lanes at Sahara. 15 southbound at Sahara, so you're going to want to stay to the left as you work your way through that mess. Emergency crews are on scene there. Do expect some congestion into downtown on Interstate 515 northbound, beginning around Boulder Highway. You know that construction continues on Interstate 515 both directions. That's between Eastern and the 15 interchange. Usually it really gets bunched up after 3 o'clock through that area. And look out for crashes westbound Reno at Jones and Arville at Sahara.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Dazzeri with your KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Progressive Insurance. The Knights get back on the ice Thursday night. They're in Chicago to take on the Blackhawks. Vegas coming off a 6-5 victory Tuesday against Winnipeg, where Mark Stone had 2 goals. Chicago, they've dropped 11 of their last 12. UNLV basketball back in action Saturday at the Thomas and Mack Center, hosting San Francisco. The Rebels off to a 10-0 start to the season. They're coming off a win Saturday against Washington State. The Raiders back in action Sunday, hosting the New England Patriots, looking to bounce back after a loss to the Rams last Thursday night. It ended a 3-game win streak, and they are 5-8, while the Patriots are coming off a Monday night victory against Arizona, are 7-6, with one of the top defenses in the NFL, giving up just 18 points per game. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Dazzeri with your KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio, done right.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
It can happen easily. A few drinks become a few too many. It's time to go, and you think of calling for a ride home. Nah, what's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Does your car need work? Are you putting it off because you dread the hassle of taking it to a shop? Now you don't have to with RepairSmith. RepairSmith mechanics come to you and do the work in your driveway. That's right. Any work your car needs, from simple jobs like oil changes to major repairs, they do it all at your house or workplace, even on weekends. Your day can go on as planned. Expert RepairSmith Auto Mechanics will arrive with all the parts your car will need, so there are no delays. Your car is ready right on time, and they'll leave your driveway spotless. How much does it cost? RepairSmith's prices are competitive with your local shops. Why hassle with taking your car to a shop when the shop will come to you? Go to RepairSmith.com for your free instant quote, plus get $25 off any work over $99 with code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome back, Nevada. I wanted to hear that little intro. I haven't heard that song in a long time. This is Megan Barth filling in for the great Kevin Wall today. We only got like 25 minutes left. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ, and there's still news we want to cover. And I would love to actually cover your phone calls, too. Would be happy to hear from you. Well, we've gotten plenty of phone calls today and have room for plenty more. You can call in at 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. What I have on the docket here ahead to close out this hour is we're going to talk about DeSantis, and we're going to talk about Fauci, and we're going to talk about how Fauci says, I don't have a clue why DeSantis wants to invest. Investigate vaccines. Well, like I said at the top of the hour, my pronouns are prosecute Fauci. And I'm still seeing people drive around in their cars with masks on, driving alone. I'm still seeing people out in public with two masks on. I'm just going to start handing them a third mask. You know, if two works, why not three? How about they just get used to living with a virus like we have since the beginning of time? Viruses mutate. They become usually less in strength. We've had the flu for, I don't know how many years. It was more dangerous, actually, at one time when we actually were tracking the flu. And then we stopped tracking the flu for 2 years. And now all of a sudden everyone's getting sick again. We're running out of antibiotics. The kids are getting RPV, which is the respiratory pulmonary virus. Geez, I wonder why that is. Is it because maybe that they isolated the kids and kept the kids away from getting germs? Yes, you need to build your immunity system. So you actually do need to get some germs in order to build your immunity. That's how science has always functioned. And so we'll get to all of that, but I want to get to a caller before I lose track of the caller. And I guess he's a new caller, right? First time caller, long time listener, maybe, by the name of Brady. Hey, Brady. Line two. Robert. Sorry. Hi, Robert.
Hello, Megan. Good to hear you again. A couple of things real quick. I doubt you'd ever want to do this, but if you ever had your own talk show, you'd be real good at it, and I probably wouldn't listen to anybody else. And it wouldn't hurt if we could get rid of these Dominion voting machines. What's your take on that?
I don't think it would hurt. I think certainly if we had a more transparent system, that would certainly help. I think if we had real-time reporting compared to hand counting like they did up in Nye, that would certainly help. I think that if we actually had more transparency to make sure that the real-time data was being fed and not just data being fed to us after, if we had perhaps bipartisan people sitting and monitoring, that would certainly help. I'm not a big fan of machines because machines like the Democrats told us for years can be hacked. And we all know that machines can be hacked. I remember that Kamala Harris and others were actually in congressional testimony saying how the machines were being hacked, could be hacked, the outcome could be manipulated. They were lobbying to to go against the Dominion voting machines until the voting machines worked in their favor. I think that we have some serious issues coming out of Arizona, and we have an emergency hearing, which is what I'll get to later in the hour. We have an emergency hearing going on right now as Carrie Lake is challenging her Democratic rival, Katie Hobbs, who was supposedly won the governorship of Arizona. I think that what they're talking about, too, is outside of Dominion voting machines are ghost ballots. And they do not have any chain of custody for over 200,000 ballots, I think, specifically in Maricopa County. That is an issue. So I appreciate your call, Robert. Thanks for listening. And perhaps one day I'll have my own show and you can listen to me more often. But have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was a kind of a good segue. I think I wasn't really prepared to talk about this, but I can talk about election integrity because it's something that I investigated for years. Much of my work has been printed under my name, and a lot of my work hasn't been printed under my name. Some of my work has even appeared in movies. And that's all I'll say about that. But I have a very keen understanding of what I would call election integrity issues, not necessarily voter fraud, but that's wrapped under the umbrella of election integrity. And we have to look at election integrity as a network of organizations and those who could influence the elections by numerous ways. And what I mean by that, I don't mean to be so kind of nebulous about that, but when you have NGOs, specifically these nonpartisan NGOs, like one of our callers said earlier, the Civic and Tech Life, I think is the name of the Zuckerberg group. When you look at those types of organizations that are getting tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars funneled into them by very wealthy Democrats, do you think that they're nonpartisan? Do you think that these nonpartisan organizations are going to help Republicans if Republicans aren't giving them, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in contributions? Probably not. When you lose... One of the things that I've always said since I've been investigating voter rolls and investigating voter fraud issues and election integrity issues is that the single most important thing that a voter has is the custody of his ballot. So the chain of custody of a ballot should be sacrosanct, and it's no longer sacrosanct. So once you lose that custody of the ballot, anything can happen to that ballot. When you have unlimited ballot harvesting, when you have non-manned drop boxes, all of these changes that were put into our election laws under the guise of COVID, specifically here in Nevada, under the ruse of COVID in Nevada, were not passed to help Republicans. They were not passed to strengthen election integrity. The Democrats often talk about how they expanded voting opportunities. They're expanding voting opportunities. Well, to whom? Who are you expanding voting opportunities to? We've got plenty of constitutional amendments. We've got plenty of voting rights amendments. Women can vote. People of color can vote. We've got basically voting month. You know, you add in early voting and then election day voting and then the ballot being able to show up 2 weeks later, basically, after election day. The Democrats have plenty ways to game the system. So whether or not what I believe in voting machines or not, I mean, no, I don't really like the voting machines because voting machines, any machine, your computer, heck, your refrigerator now, any kind of smart appliance that you have, your TV, anything can be hacked. And when Democrats were telling us in 2020 that Macedonian bot farmers were interfering in the election by flooding the waves and hacking this and hacking that, and there was tons of hacking going on to help Donald Trump, so you're telling me that there wasn't hacking going on to help the Clintons or to help Joe Biden or to help Democrats? What, hacking is only one-sided? And this is the problem, You know, the problem is that no one trusts our election system. So how do you restore trust? Well, you restore trust through transparency. And you certainly don't restore trust by silencing people who dare question the election, much like John Ralston, who refers to people who simply question the election as election deniers. You know, what I would call phrase, you know, insulting phrase, has been passed around the Democratic water cooler, you know, more times than not. And that certainly doesn't instill trust. Well, I hope to instill some more trust in you after this break. You've entrusted me with the hours, or 3 hours now, for Kevin Wall. We'll be right back after this break on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
You know what we care about the most here at Jeep Only? We care about our customers. We want our customers to have the best experience of their lives. 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokees for $499. I mean, that's crazy, right? $499 a month? And we have so many used cars, forget about it. So when you go to Jeep Only at 5255 West Sahara Avenue, you know what you're going to say? Hey, Timur sent me. I want my deal. I want my deal right now. Who sent you? Timur sent me. All right, perfect. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No. Nope.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome back, Nevada. This is Megan Barrett filling in for the great Kevin Wall today. We only got a couple segments left, but I thought I would kick this segment off with a couple good tweets from Jim Jordan. He's on fire today. He's very spicy. I like it, which will lead us into another story. So Jim Jordan tweeted out today a couple things. And I always say, don't California my Nevada. If you want to move here from California, fine, but leave your politics where you destroyed your state, just leave your politics there, okay? California in 2021, homicides up 7.2%, arrests down 7.3%. Florida in 2021, homicides down 14.2%, arrests up 6.8%. Notice the difference? Think one has to do with the other? And the left is so fearful of Ron DeSantis. Why? Because they are against, obviously, law and order. Then we have another tweet from Jordan, which leads me into the next story. We'll take it back to Clark County. He basically says that, and I have to grab it here, he basically says that the DOJ is going to likely interfere. It says, if they were willing to use a fake dossier to spy on President Trump's campaign in 2016, might they be willing to use a special counsel to impede his 2024 campaign too? Well, of course, anything in the communist playbook. And this story comes out of the RJ, the Review Journal, and it was sent to me by Andrew Paul. And I saw this today, and I thought this was a good segue into how Joe Biden's regime is using the power of the alphabet agencies in order to still obsess over Trump and basically impede his chances at reelection, or at least affect his chances of his run for reelection. According to the RJ, Clark County is complying with the Department of Justice subpoena requesting communications from former President Donald Trump and his attorneys as part of the department's criminal investigation into Trump's attempt to overturn the 2020 election in Nevada. A Washington, D.C.-based FBI special agent on November 22nd requested documents from the Clark County Elections Department pursuant to a criminal investigation being conducted by the special counsel's office, giving the county until December 9th to submit the records for a grand jury to review. Hopefully they submitted those documents. I can't get documents out of the county, but anyway, hopefully they submitted those documents. But you cannot, unless you're a Democrat, you can't challenge the election. For 4 years during Trump's presidency, the Democrats questioned his legitimacy. They impaneled a special counsel by the tune of millions of dollars to the name of Robert Mueller, who absolutely found none of their allegations and their hysterics to be true. There was no Russian collusion. And yet now they are still carrying, much like Carl, you know, God bless Carl. I don't know if he's an atheist or not, but God bless Carl, communist Carl, who still talks about Trump this day, even though he's been out of office for 2 years. The Democrats still talk and target Donald Trump. And you have to ask why. What are they so afraid of? What type of corruption are they trying to protect? Because absolute power absolutely corrupts. And Joe Biden has been in office for 50 years. His son bedded whores, was a crack addict, and was doing business with the corrupt Ukrainian government and a corrupt communist Chinese government. And you don't think that that filters up to the big guy who got 10%? Well, this little gal has to take a break for the big guy, Jim. And we'll be right back after this break. This is Megan Barth filling in for Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different